Arunachala, The Spiritual Access of the World. Reading the following extract from A Sadhu's Reminiscence by Sadhu Arunachala, Major A.W. Chadwick, it would appear that Bhagavan was quite certain about a corresponding holy hill exactly opposite the globe to Arunachala. Major Chadwick writes, he used to say that Arunachala was the top of the spiritual axis of the earth. There must, he said, be another mountain corresponding to Arunachala at exactly the opposite side of the globe, the corresponding pole of the axis. So certain was he of this that one evening he made me fetch an atlas and see if this was not correct. I found, according to the atlas, the exact opposite point came in the sea about 100 miles off the coast of Peru. He seemed doubtful about this. I pointed out that there might be some island at this spot or a mountain under the sea. It was not until some years after Bhagavan's passing that a visiting Englishman had a tale of a spot supposed to be a great secret power center in the Andes somewhere in this latitude. Later, I found that though a center had certainly been started, it had failed. Since then, I have been told of another person who is practicing meditation in solitude in the region of the Andes in Ecuador. So, it does appear as though there was some strange attraction about that part of the globe. The earth is not an exact sphere, and maps are not so accurate as all that. So, we are unable to pin it down to any definite point. It is quite possible that more is going on in that part of the world than we know, and this would fit in well with what Bhagavan said. However, I could never discuss the matter with Bhagavan, as it was not until many years after his passing that I had any indication that anything of this sort was happening in those parts. I had many years ago travelled extensively in that country, but had never seen anything which would lead me to think that there might be important spiritual centres there. Following the thread of Major Chadwick's research, Dr. Ravi Iyer of Virginia writes about his investigation into Machu Picchu, an ancient sacred mountain in Peru. Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi always insisted that the holy hill Arunachala was the spiritual axis of the world, even in a physical sense, similar to the geographical North Pole with a South Pole axis. So strongly did he maintain the view that another holy hill existed on the opposite side of the globe to Arunachala, which was itself remarkable, since he normally did not take very rigid positions except on matters concerning the self and the heart, that he once made a devotee pull out a world atlas and look for a similar mountain opposite to Arunachala. The only mention we have of this endeavor was that the search indicated a spot on the continental shelf beneath the Pacific Ocean immediately off the coast of Peru. No further effort seems to have been spent after this, though it appears that Bhagavan may not have supported the conclusion of that research, since he seemed convinced that a land-based mountain existed at the other end of this spiritual axis. The latitude/longitude coordinates of Arunachala, Tirunamalai, are 12 north 13, 79 east 04. Recently, I came across an article about a place in the high Andean mountains of Peru that is reputed to be a site of great spiritual force called Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu was discovered by Yale archaeologist Hiram Bingham in 1911 and is the site of an ancient Inca temple city. This city appears to have evaded discovery by the marauding armies of the Spanish conquistadors. Yet it represents one of the immense mysteries of the Inca civilization. It appears the Machu Picchu mountain itself was known as sacred to the Incas from a time before their own civilization, since the Incas speak of the mountain as the ancient one who preceded the civilization of their ancestors. There are several striking parallels between the Machu Picchu site and the Shakti culture. The Incas worship Machu Picchu as the manifestation of the divine mother goddess of the universe. They refer to her as Pachamama, a name that bears a striking similarity to the name Pachayamman, used for Parvati in South Indian shrines. In the early 1900s, the Maharishi spent many months at the Pachayamman temple at the foot of the hill outside the town of Tiruvannamalai. The architecture of the temple city was astrologically and astronomically determined. Various points of the city serve as a kind of giant sextant or observatory from where specific constellations and celestial objects can be plotted and observed. A closer look at the topology of the city reveals a striking resemblance to the Sri Chakra, the Meru architectural topology that characterizes Indian Shakti shrines. On the psychic plane, multiple individuals with siddhic or occult capacities have separately asserted on visiting Machu Picchu that the city is a place where the feminine aspect of the universe is especially palpable. Lastly, the latitude/longitude coordinates of Machu Picchu are 13 south 07, 72 west 34. While the geographical coordinates are not exactly opposite of those of Arunachala, it would be unreasonable to expect it would be exact, since the earth is not a precise sphere. I share this with the general community of Ramana Bhaktas as an item of spiritual and historical interest. While ultimately there is nothing but the self, as long as the manifested world is our framework of reference, then we will be confronted by the dual powers of balancing opposites. There can be no Shiva without Shakti, and vice versa. This article contains certain references and notes for which the listeners may kindly refer to the article in the newsletter.